Nolte, Fox News chump Howard Kurtz buys Adam Schiff's selective leaks. By John Nolte on October 24, 2019. Fox News Howard Kurtz not only advertises himself as a newsman, he advertises himself as a newsman's newsman. As a gatekeeper and watcher of newsmen, as an imperious referee whose oh so vital job it is to guide the news and its newsmen to a more enlightened place. But he's really just another hack. What kind of newsman's newsman would publish something as outrageously irresponsible and misleading as this? Why ambassador charging quid pro quo can't be dismissed. Kurtz is referring to the opening statement made by acting ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, during his secret testimony before Representative Adam Schiff's DCA secret impeachment star chamber this week. Based only on what the partisan Schiff chose to leak. Based only on out-of-context information leaked by this partisan's unprecedented secret hearings aimed at overturning a presidential election. Based only on what he has been hand-fed by this partisan who was proven a serial liar during the Russia collusion hoax. Kurtz tells us that a few leaked minutes during a hearing that lasted hours can't be dismissed. And this isn't far-left CNN, or the far-left Washington Post, or the far-left New York Times. This is Fox freaking News. These are the guys who are supposed to be reasonable, skeptical, and push back against things like, oh, I don't know, something as unprecedented as a raging proven liar going full banana republic with secret hearings held in a basement to remove a Republican president from office by leaking out of context soundbites. Look at this anti-science garbage, Kurtz wrote. But this particular bureaucrat was retired and reluctant to take the job that Mike Pompeo offered a few months ago. Taylor fought with the 101st Airborne in Vietnam and did stints in Iraq and Afghanistan overseeing reconstruction aid. He has worked for presidents of both parties since Ronald Reagan. George W. Bush made him ambassador to Ukraine 13 years ago. At 72, he had capped a classic career as a Foreign Service officer. And we don't have to rely on Democrats describing what Taylor said, as we have his 14-page opening statement. What made it so effective is that he recalled standing on one side of a damaged bridge in Ukraine last July, looking at armed and hostile Russian-backed separatists and concluding, as Washington held up the military aid, that more Ukrainians would undoubtedly die without U.S. assistance. Let me respond in my own crude way. This is pure useful idiocy, because even if he hates Trump, you would think Kurtz would have enough self-respect as a newsman's newsman to write the following. On top of the appalling spectacle of a serial fabricator like Adam Schiff, a man who repeatedly deceived the media with unfounded claims he had evidence proving Trump colluded with Russia, holding secret hearings designed to overturn a presidential election outside of public view, we also have Schiff selectively leaking to the press. Based on his notorious history and this unprecedented star chamber, the idea that any responsible media outlet would lap up his hand-fed leaks, take them seriously, or do anything other than howl about how manipulative, dishonest, and un-American this entire process is beyond my comprehension. William Taylor's opening statement might look bad for the president, but this is meaningless to anyone who lived through the Russia collusion hoax. A three-year process that saw dozens of deep staters make statements that appeared to damn the president but were later discredited with the full facts and full context became known. Because we know Taylor was cross-examined, and we also know Schiff refuses to release the results of this cross-examination. No reporter worthy of that title should respond to these selective leaks other than to express outrage over Schiff's transparent and shameless manipulation of the press. That's it. Until this process is fully transparent, that is the only story here. Anything else is fake news. Good grief, this is not supposed to be hard. Schiff is a proven liar and partisan. William Taylor is a proven never-Trumper. There are three goddamned years of the Russia collusion hoax as precedent, and you have only heard one side of the story, and even that side has come via selective leak. On top of that, you have three Republican congressmen claiming Taylor's third-hand hearsay testimony completely collapsed when challenged, and Kurtz is falling for it. In public. Again. Hey, here's a spoiler alert, Howie. But you would think that a newsman's newsman who was semi-conscious through just 1 year of the three-year Russia collusion hoax would have seen that one coming. Guys like Howard Kurtz are worse than dishonest and corrupt. They are utterly useless. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.